Thousands of websites across the globe will be blacked out today as part of a campaign against internet surveillance. It's known as The Day We Fight Back, and it was started in memory of Aaron Swartz, the American hacker and activist who committed suicide last year. Internationally, some big websites are taking part in this day of action, Tumblr and Reddit for two of them, in the hope it will encourage governments to end mass surveillance programs and improve online privacy. Lindy Stevens is the managing director of software company ThoughtWorks Australia, one of those taking part in today's protest. Lindy Stevens, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Lindy, what are you hoping to achieve through this day of action? What's the message?
Look, primarily today we want to call on our lawmakers to understand the difference between what's technically possible and what's legal or acceptable. We've drawn together with a broad group of organisations, and really the message is that we want to give is that mass surveillance is incompatible with a free and democratic society. It's bad for business and it's bad for the economy.
And it's linked to the death just over a year ago of Aaron Swartz. Remind us of Aaron Swartz and what happened.
Yes, look, Aaron was a passionate fighter for freedom of information and freedom of the internet, and he fought hard and successfully for those things during his lifetime. It's important to us as his colleagues to continue that legacy and to keep the internet free.
And why was his suicide linked to his activism on the internet?
Yes, it was. He was under pressure of a potentially large jail sentence based on his activities.
So this day today, this day we fight back, which includes all these blackouts, I'll come to that in a moment, it's very much focused on awareness. Now, it's moved on a little from, if you like, the more domestic issues of privacy on the net, but to the bigger picture issues like the NSA surveillance in the wake of the Edward Snowden affair, isn't it?
Yes, that's absolutely right. We've, along with another number of other groups, supported legislation in the US Congress, particularly the US Freedom Bill, that would look to end mass surveillance, increase transparency of government agencies and ISPs. And we think that similar legislation is needed here in Australia, particularly given how intimate our ties are with the US through the Five Eyes Agreement. And we are also seeing an impact to consumer trust and confidence in conducting business online since the Snowden revelations. And that's also a great concern to us, obviously, as a business.
Just on the business side of things, because a lot of the groups taking part in this day of action, I notice, are civil libertarian groups, to sort of broadly define them. But you argue that the NSA's interception of data and similar behaviour from other governments, including Australia's, is bad for business. Why is that?
Absolutely. As I said, we are seeing an impact to consumer to confidence. One of the main things that we've seen is a concern in the US, and that this impact has been estimated as a possible opportunity cost of up to $45 billion. And that is where companies would often store information in the US, and they are concerned, their customers are now concerned about that. And there's a possibility there's also continued impacts to productivity, innovation, and all sorts of things that are done on the internet.
So but people why? Are why generally does this, concerned. Why does this impact on productivity and innovation?
So people are concerned about their privacy. People are concerned about using the internet to do business. These days, the internet economy is estimated at about $8 trillion, and it increases by 20% per year. And people are concerned about having their private information, their transactions, their conversations, and other information available on the net if they don't know who has access to that information.
And how is that concern being reflected? I mean, you work in this sector. Have you seen it being reflected directly in people's usage of the net?
We have in the US, we have seen, certainly at the corporate level, we have seen companies expressing reluctance based on their customer feedback to use data storage in the US, and we have no reason to expect that that won't extend further than the US.
Okay, let's talk about this day of action. Some sites will be blacked out. That's going to annoy people, isn't it?
Yes, it's been used before as a tactic. It is very useful for us as far as actually communicating with the broader audience, with everyday people, to try and help them to understand what the potential impact is on them if they didn't have the internet. So you see a blacked out site and you see what the world would be like, and you start to realise also the internet is a great equaliser. It's a huge gift to us. It's democratic, egalitarian. It's a really beneficial technology, and we want people to get a little bit of a taste of what it would be like if it wasn't there and how much they rely on it.
It's hard, isn't it? Because on the one hand, like that, you're reminding people how important the net is to their lives, but on the other hand, you're also urging governments to in a sense, step back a little from, as you say, what is technically possible, because what is technically possible is not always acceptable in a democracy.
That's absolutely right. And look, what we're concerned about is the fact that really the law has not kept pace with what is technically possible. We can use, the term we're using is dragnet surveillance, so really just pulling all sorts of information from the net rather than using specific warrants to target specific types of information. You know, we used to have warrants to enter people's homes to gather personal information on them. These days, most of that personal information is online, and we believe that the same types of laws should be required in order to gather that information.
Now, some of the groups taking part in this and backing this today include, as I said, civil libertarian groups, and the Greens too, I think, are part of this. In America,
right,
some major sites like Tumblr are taking part. Are they blacking out?
All sites, there's about 5,000 websites altogether. They're either blacking out or they're displaying a banner which will link to further information. And as we speak, there are more and more organisations coming online. Obviously, the US, the action doesn't start for a few hours yet.
Okay, so blackouts or
a banner to link to more information. That's right, exactly.
Okay, and what are you hoping in the short term in terms of consumer awareness might come from this? Are you hoping for a more energetic consumer campaign to go?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're hoping that people will continue to work together to place pressure to ensure that legislation does keep pace with what's happening currently on the net.
All right, Lindy Stevens, thanks so much for joining us.
Much appreciated, Fran. Thank you.
Lindy Stevens is the Managing Director of the software company ThoughtWorks Australia. It's a global company, and she's head of the company's Global Social Impact Program. And they're part of what's this Day of Action. They're launching it today. It's called The Day We Fight Back. And 5,000 companies, as she just told us, around the globe participating in that. It's 8:20 on Breakfast.